No?
We came over in the last year of the war. My sister was about 11. And I was 13, I should think, about that age. Anyway, we'd never met my aunt and uncle, and my uncle was the recruiting officer for the Isle of Man. So we came from Hampton, which is near the River Thames.
Yes.
And I'd never seen anything so beautiful. I mean, we lived in Ballasalla, but there was this lovely island.
And yes.
And I'd never seen the seaside, as far as I remember.
Really?
So it really was a great, great treat for me. And we had a Fleet Air Arm base at Ronald's Way.
Oh, right,
well,
yes.
In Ballasalla Village as well, HMS Valkyrie.
Oh, I've heard of that
which,
name, yes.
John Pertwee and David Jacobs were in it, and they all came to parties at my aunt's house, and I can remember there wasn't really any rationing, because on the island,
yes,
they had a plentiful supply of every dairy thing. There were lots of farmers.
Yes.
And I can remember, too, that the older people didn't want their sweets, so we had more sweet coupons than
yes
we could afford to buy.
Yes.
So, really, it was all fun.
Hmm?
There
it
were barracudas going by, and I can remember at school at Buchan that they started making a very soft vroom, 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 and then got louder and louder and louder as they went past the window, and we all started going vroom, 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 and
yes
getting louder and annoying our teachers.
Yes.
But, they made their own entertainment. My aunt was a great one for writing pantomimes and,
really?
And concerts and
yes
things, and she founded a group called the Blackouts.
Oh.
And the tune was something about "We are the Blackouts, we'll black out all your blues."
Yes.
But she wrote all the music, all the words.
Did she?
Everything, and the governor of the island just wouldn't miss a show. And it
was
in the village hall at Ballasalla.
Oh, lovely.
My uncle, who was a recruiting officer, would sometimes be a little late in the morning, and the Manx train would wait for him. I was very impressed by that as
yes
a child. And we were all squashed onto the little train, the schoolgirls and boys, to go to King William's
yes
and to Buchan.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I mean, the train into Douglas, the last train, was always called the Passion Wagon.
Was
and
it?
I can remember one of the skits was, "I want to go on the Passion Wagon. I want
to
be a man. I come back into Douglas at midnight and get back goodness knows when."
Wonderful.
But
yes,
sadly, I was regarded as too young to go to some of these parties.
Yes, you would have been, yes.
But no, what else do I remember?
So
wonderful farms.
Oh.
And real, the old Manx people actually living on the farms.
Yes.
I'd take the chickens from our house down to the next farm
yes
to be, you know, have their next run
yes
so that
yes
we could eat them.
Yes.
We'd go and get cream on
mm-hmm
our bicycles and
mm-hmm
bring it back fresh.
Yes.
And milk.
Yes.
And poor people, but very proud. And if they liked
yeah
you, it was wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Mm.
What else?
Independent.
Oh, it was just fun over here.
Was
the
it?
The Isle of Man.
So how old
really
would you have been?
I would
at
have
that
been 13, I suppose.
13, yeah.
It was the last year of the war,
uh-huh,
1944 to 1945.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I came back every time I could after
did
that
you really?
No,
yeah.
I live in Cornwall, which is
oh
very like
oh
it.
Oh, yes.
But there are still people in the village who were at school with me, of course, who were really Manx.
Yeah.
And they'd have
how long
good
were you
memories
on the island then?
I was just for the last year of the war.
Just for the 1 year.
And then I
see,
came
yes
back nearly every year, because my aunt and uncle lived over here.
Yes.
And she, yes, petrol rationing.
Mm-hmm.
She was the first woman taxi driver
was
on
she
the island.
Oh.
I don't know whether there are more now, but she loved the island, she loved her car,
mm-hmm,
and there was petrol rationing.
Yes, of course.
So she hit on this bright idea of killing two birds
wonderful
with one stone,
yes,
getting some extra money, which they needed, because
mm-hmm
nobody had a lot of money
no
in those days, and
no
she had two evacuees, in
oh,
inverted
did she
commas, that
yes
was me and my
oh
sister.
Yes.
She used to call us her Cockney evacuee,
yeah,
and I spoke exactly as I speak now, but...
The police were coming from down that area. She called you the cop.
So she became a taxi driver and met all the VIPs at the airport, and then she'd take them round the island and show them the beautiful places and got petrol.
Yes. Very enterprising.
So that was it, yes.
Yes.
But dances in Ballasalla Glen, in Silverdale Glen, with peaches and cream.
Lovely.
And I was longing to grow up in order to join in these things. But because nowadays they don't have these afternoon dances.
Oh, they don't. No, they don't.
I did know that. I remember much more about it. It was just fun.
Yeah. So did you think the island has developed over the years since you...
Well, of course, they can't do much about the coast, but they put a lot of extra bungalows up. The farming people tend to have... There are very few left. A lot of farmers, farmhouses have been bought by rich people.
Yes.
On the whole, I think it's... It was very run down, but it's got a bit...
The finance sector's come in as well. That's contributed a lot to the economy. Yes, oh, definitely, yes. But of course we have also got a lot of retired people returning to the island.
Yes, I would have done myself, except that I live in Cornwall, which is very
like
this.
Yes.
I have a daughter in Cornwall.
Oh, right. So. Yes, well, that's why I'm here.
Yes.
I come from the northeast of Scotland.
So you've got all those beauty there.
Yes, exactly, yes. And that's why I feel so much at home here, because it's so similar, you know. And when the apartments were being built, I thought, yes, that's it.
I can't believe it. It's lovely, isn't
it? Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yes.
Always something to see as well, which is lovely. But a lot of the people here are only here for a short time. They go to homes elsewhere, you know, and come back.
Yes, and they come back.
Yes.
That's right. They have holiday homes on the Isle of Man.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Yes.
So,
that's it. Anything else? Ration books?
Ration
books? I don't even remember ration books. I think we brought...
Can you remember the saving stamps around the
Yes, we used to buy sixpenny saving stamps.
That's right.
And fill the books up. And then when we had 5 shillings, we thought ourselves very rich.
Indeed.
Gas masks, I don't think we had gas masks.
No, they would have been gone by then, and identity cards. Because
we had our identity cards, but they weren't asked for over here.
No, because once
I can remember the camps on the hillside
and
going past and thinking, oh, nasty old Germans. And of course they weren't nasty old Germans at all. And my boss, in fact, was interned on the Isle of Man.
Really?
A brilliant mathematician at the Animal Research Laboratory. And he taught a lot of the people who founded all the things these finance people are doing.
Well,
mathematical programming, operational research, all these things.
Gosh.
And he was over here, and his wife and children who'd escaped the Germans. His whole family was wiped out in Hungary by the Germans because they were Jews. They were left in England without him. Small children.
Yes,
and it must have been terrible for these internees.
Yes.
Except that they met other very brilliant people.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Like the Amadeus.
Yes.
Quartet.
They had sort of a university in Ankara.
Oh, yes. That's it. This is where
Professor
Ryder was.
Yes.
And he was one of the most eminent mathematicians in the world in the Isle.
Goodness me. So the Isle of Man really worked.
Well, it housed all these brilliant people.
Yes.
Yes.
And
I can remember the
barbers.
I don't remember much about archaeology.
No.
I remember more the uniform people coming along and everybody having quite a good time.
Yes. Oh, yes, I would imagine so, because, you know, what happens when there's a lot of...
A lot of forces.
Incomers, as they say. Yes. So you would have been too late for the Lord Ha-Ha and the Careless Talk course lives and all that sort of thing.
Well, I heard about him, but I didn't know.
No, it wouldn't have been any... of interest to you. And then registration of women would have been passed by that time, 1941, that was 42. Important, no. So, all in all, and you had sort of just come in at the
end of the war.
Yeah, and your uncle, as you say, was the recruitment officer for...
Yes, and he in fact got the BE for his services
did
to
he
the
really?
Island.
Did he?
And that's now in the Manx Museum.
Oh, right.
So
yes.
If anyone wants to see it, ask for Captain Skate's MBE.
Yes.
Because they keep it in the archives.
Do they really? I'll
yeah.
just take. Oh, well, that's on tape, of course, so that's
yeah.
okay, yeah.
yeah.
Because this is done through the museum.
Yes.
This is done through the museum.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it'll then go in the archives.
Yes.
You know, at the museum.
Yeah. Yes, well, people dressed up very much.
Yes.
And the Gaiety, of course, was still going.
Oh, yes.
It was all
yes, it would be.
And as far as I knew, there weren't any bombs. I mean,
no,
I'd
weren't.
Come from the suburbs,
mm.
and my grandmother had been killed by a doodle bug. That's
oh
the reason
gosh.
We were asked over,
really?
My sister and I, my grandmother, my aunt, and three little children, one
oh.
of whom was born on the day war broke out, and one was born afterwards, and one just before. And my mother had four children. My aunt decided that she'd take on two of them, which
yes.
was good, I think.
Yes,
someone
it was.
Who'd never
yes.
had any children of her
yes.
own and was
yeah.
not wealthy, but
no.
tremendous fun.
Mm.
Tremendous
yeah.
fun. And
what a change for you.
Yes, yes, it was
yes.
incredible.
Yes.
Mm. We came over on the blackout train, of course, to Liverpool and were met by the police. On my uncle's instructions and
uh-huh.
taken to the boat and
I see, yes.
escorted. We
yes.
went with another aunt I'd never met. And this aunt lived in Silverdale Glen in the little
did
cottage
she?
There. So, but really all I remember was the fun of it all.
Yes, at that age you would.
Yes.
That's an important thing in your life
yes.
at that age, isn't
yes.
it? Yes, wonderful.
Yes. And the lovely Manx friends.
Yes.
One of the things, of course, with clothing coupons, you
oh,
could
yes.
not... even if you could afford another uniform,
you could
buy another uniform. So I was the only girl at the Buchan School in a brown uniform.
Oh, really?
And I was greatly teased about
I
that.
I bet you were, yes. You'd have stood out.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I can remember that.
My granddaughter's just started there. She's been at kindergarten, so she just started at
oh,
the
yes.
beginning of the term at the Buchan.
Yeah. Yes.
And our elder brothers,
yes.
well, one of them is in his last year. So.
Are they still having the Buchan School? Or is
yeah.
it part of King William's?
It's part of King William's.
Oh, that's
but it's
right.
called the Buchan.
It's called the Buchan.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
Yes,
I thought
yes.
it had been
no.
amalgamated and the whole
no.
thing was...
No, no, no. So
no,
it's still there and it's quite popular.
We
yeah.
had only one girl, Daphne Taylor Cummings, who came from Africa or somewhere, and she was just so amusing. She was so funny. I mean, one day she stopped at her and she said in a really, oh my big black toe. And everybody was laughing.
Yes.
I wonder often what happened to her. I think she
yes.
was she was the daughter of someone quite important
mm.
over here,
mm.
or maybe on the mainland who'd sent her.
Mm. Yes.
One of the boarders.
Yes.
She was a
yes.
great character.
She sounds it.
Yes.
She come out with
yes.
sentence like
and
that.
My aunt used to have house parties every
did she?
Every Sunday afternoon and everybody came.
Mm-hmm.
And because my name wasn't the same as hers,
mm-hmm.
My poor games mistress had no idea that I was her niece. And I saw her there one day with this very handsome naval officer, you see.
Yes.
And I looked at her and she looked at me rather sort of crossly and said, this is my first cousin thrice removed. So the following day we were walking past in a crocodile because it was quite cold, the basin. And there were all these whistles for this teacher.
Yes.
And I turned her and said, more of your relations. I think I got a detention for the whole day. Teasing her.
Yes. Just being a little bit.
But then, you see, they'd
open.
All whistle at any young woman who was getting by, and this mistress in charge of all these
of
funny
course.
Little girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. Yes.
So was there a lot of men recruited on the island then, do you know?
I don't know how many.
You don't know how many, no.
But my aunt used to call them her boys, and
oh,
they all came back to see her and brought her rugs. And,
did they?
Miles Walker was one of
oh,
them.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
Miles,
yes.
No, yes.
Miles is the older Miles, of course.
Oh, the older
the
one.
The one that's probably...
Of course,
yes.
it's the younger one that
yes.
I know.
Yes.
Yes. He opened the building.
Did he?
Yes.
Oh, well, I didn't think I knew him, but I knew his father.
Very, very pleasant man. Very pleasant. Yeah. And his wife as well. Yes.
But, yes, just fun.
Yes,
just fun
at that
new
age.
And busy.
Yes, plenty to do. Yes.
And people making their own entertainment. Mm-hmm. Lovely old Manx farms.
Mm-hmm.
And the roads not really particularly made up. You
no.
just go along these country lanes and enjoy
yes.
it.
Yes.
I think, really.
Yes.
That's probably all I can
that's
tell
probably
you.
All. Well, that's been entertaining to listen to you anyhow, because
well,
that gives the lighter side.
Yes.
A lot of them has been, the interviews has been.